Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Tuesday, June 7th edition of the program. We've got Kamala Harris, still apparently the border czar, talking about $1.9 billion for Central America to address root causes of the migration crisis, as thousands, tens of thousands, are making their way via caravans to the border as we speak. Plus, we have the Chesa Boudin recall today in San Francisco. Georgetown no longer going to have Ilya Shapiro teaching over there, and a couple of Brooklyn attorneys get the special left-wing treatment after they firebombed a police car. We'll discuss how this shows you the justice system has two tiers, one for the left, one for the right, in just a moment. Is there any organization quite like the Tunnel to Towers Foundation when it comes to supporting America's heroes and their families ever since the tragic events of September 11, 2001? When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For severely injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. And now, through Operation Homebase, Tunnel to Towers is gifting tiny homes to homeless veterans. Our nation's heroes, people who put their lives in line for our country and communities, need your help. Help these heroes and their families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation does fantastic work and really, really worth it. I donate every month. I recommend if you can, you donate too, please. So we've got the border is a mess. And there's some new developments that I think are worth discussing here for a moment or two. First of all, there's now a $1.9 billion fund to address root causes, according to Kamala Harris, including money from the private sector, Visa, you know, the credit card company, $270 million to bring 6.5 million illegal immigrants into the formal banking system. Gap, the company best known for making clothing, I guess only that's what it does, pledged an additional $150 million to increase the material source from the region for the products they produce and sell. So private sector is now getting much more involved in this, or some companies in the private sector getting more involved in doing what they doing this, you know, these efforts to try to bring illegal migrants into the American banking system, et cetera, et cetera. This will do nothing to stop the flow of migrants into this country. We all know that, right? But do you think that El Salvador, the Northern Triangle countries, are the primary ones that they're focused on with these programs? You think El Salvador, Honduras, or Guatemala all of a sudden are going to be countries with rule of law, with prosperous economies, where there is a possibility of rising through hard work? Does anyone actually think that that will change based on $1 billion? Really? No, of course not. Think about this. If you're a migrant, you can get into America illegally right now. You can cross over into America illegally, and then you know you're going to be able to stay. Would you rather wait to see if your corrupt, inefficient, incapable government does pulls off a miracle, turns a country around, or are you just going to go to America? Great benefits, welfare benefits from the state, welfare benefits from the federal government, a lot of NGOs, a lot of you know, charities and other organizations that will make sure that you are, you know, fed, clothed, housed during the initial days of the journey, and then you're placed via the taxpayer in communities all across America once you cross over the border. We all know the answer. People want to be in America. They'd rather be in America than El Salvador. By the way, that's a completely rational choice. I get that. But we have laws. They're not supposed to do this. But a lot of them are. In April alone, CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, had 234,000 migrant encounters at the border. That is the most of any month in the Biden presidency. It is a minimum two-decade high. You know, one thing that they don't tell you about Title 42, remember, Title 42 is the CDC authority that during a pandemic, they can tell people, sorry, you aren't allowed to come into America in this way. You're not. It doesn't matter. You're just, for pandemic reasons, you got to go back. They are only applying Title 42 to people from the Northern Triangle countries and Mexico. So if you come from, as tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands are over the course of the last year or so, if you come from the Middle East, if you come from South America, if you come from East Asia, if you come from Africa, Cuba, you name it, you are able to stay even with Title 42. They do not invoke Title 42 against those individuals. So this is why people say, well, why 50% of people are being turned back under Title 42? Those are only individuals who come from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. And even among those individuals, if they come as a family unit, if they have young children, there are still further loopholes. Basically, the whole system is being gamed right now. The whole system is in the midst of being intentionally overwhelmed for the purposes of fostering illegal migration. That's exactly what's going on. And here's the truth. The Democrats don't want it to end. They don't want it to stop. They would like this to continue as is. They just don't want you to know about it. All right, we'll talk here in a second about the Boudin recall, Ilya Shapiro, and these attorneys, these former lawyers, I should say, from Brooklyn, who just got a sweetheart deal despite their act of domestic terror because they're leftists. Of course, we all know how this goes. Folks, if your job requires you to wear a suit and tie, you're going to need a comfortable pair of dress shoes. And trust me, I've got the shoes and the brand name that you need, Wolf and Shepherd. I own three pairs of them. This is the dress shoe made and worn by athletes initially before guys like you and I made the discovery. Wolf and Shepherd has a simple mission: equip professionals with footwear they'll feel comfortable in all day. When you've got that taken care of, your long days in a suit and tie are that much more comfortable. Wolf and Shepherd's founder is a former track athlete and designer who brought athletic shoe innovation to dress shoes like the Crossover, which happens to be their most popular style. Wolf and Shepherd's Crossover is a business meets athletic shoe that features full grain Italian leather and an athletic, flexible sole. So think about it. You look like you're wearing dress shoes. You feel like you're wearing sneakers. That's the Wolf and Shepherd magic. Get a pair for yourself right now. See what I'm talking about. Go to wolfandshepherd.com. Don't worry about a promo code when you buy. Just find what's right for you. The website is wolfandshepherd.com. That's Wolf and Shepherd, S-H-E-P-H-E-R-D, wolfandshepherd.com. Go check it out. So a couple of things. First of all, Ilya Shapiro was a professor of law at Georgetown. I've interviewed Ilya in the past. I know him. He's a libertarian, smart guy. He had a tweet with a before he even started at Georgetown where it's clear what he was intending to say. His choice of words was not good, and he admitted that, but he didn't have any racist intent or animus in the tweet. I think that's obvious. But Georgetown was basically in the process of ruining this guy, so he left. And this is what we're up against. You want to talk about cancel culture. Cancel culture against Ilya Shapiro, in effect. And then even this guy, Dave Weigel, I'm not sure how to pronounce his name, from the Washington Post. He didn't even write anything. He retweeted a joke that somebody else made. The joke that he retweeted was that all women are bi. It's just a question of finding out whether they're bisexual or bipolar. That was the joke that he retweeted. And you could say that's in bad taste. You could argue whether or not you think that you know, crosses the line, whatever. He's been suspended for a month without pay at the Washington Post for a retweet. Remember, he didn't write the joke. He just retweeted the joke. And I wonder, so now if you like the wrong, if you press the like button on the wrong thing, will that get you suspended too? Because a retweet clearly can get you suspended. This is just, once again, you know, people shouldn't have to live in a world where there's no grace offered to others, where you always, if you offend the sensibilities of the left, because that's the only way you really get canceled. You offend the sensibilities of the right all day long, it doesn't matter. In fact, Ilya Shapiro pointed out that a colleague at Georgetown University, another professor, had written a tweet about, I mean, I can't even really, let's just say that the tweet was in reference to wanting to castrate a Republican or a conservative, and that was fine. No problem. So, but for, as far as the university is concerned. So this is the enormous double standard that's at work all the time. We all see it, and it is heinous. It is annoying, but they'll keep doing it. They don't care. This is what I wanted to get to. They don't care about the double standard. That is them wielding power. They are unapologetic about it. They have power. They wield it. They can do what they want. They will do it. They have no principles. There's no sense of, wait, what's fair play here? They don't care about fair play. You do what they tell you to do or else. They do what they want to do or else they will crush you in some way. This is true. And by the way, with Dave Weigel, I mean, he's a guy who cancels other people. He's part of the left machine and it always consumes itself. It's just a question of when. Right. Eventually, cancel culture even comes for its zealots because it's impossible to live a life entirely free of offending the sensibilities of the left, no matter how hard you try, because the left is perpetually offended. They're perpetually aggrieved. That is the mindset. They derive power from always being, I'm so upset about that. You said something so horrible. I'm so upset. And a lot of us, and that becomes their mindset. A lot of us go, oh, fine, you know, whatever. But no. You have to tell people, you reach a point where you have to tell people, I don't care that you're upset. Too bad. Grow up. That used to be something you could say in this country. Now, not a sufficient defense in so many cases when they have the power. This is why you have to disempower, if you will. You have to take power away from leftists in our society at every possible opportunity. You have to have institutions that overtly promise to defend free speech, that promise to have some honor. You know, Dave Weigel was outed, in essence, for his retweet by another Washington Post reporter, who then, after making sure that he got piled on and, you know, professional sanctions, lost a month of pay, humiliated. And again, I don't really, do I feel sorry for this guy? No, because he does this to other people, but I'm just pointing out how the process works. And she then, the woman who pointed this out, the Washington Post reporter who essentially fed him the lie and said, I feel so badly. I was friends with him for decades and this is really complicated. No, you just destroyed somebody because you have no honor. Remember this, the journos have neither professional nor personal honor. They just wield power for their side, like the little soldiers for the evil cause that they are. So she doesn't feel badly about it. If you feel badly about something, you don't do that to someone. You take action before, as in you don't take the action. But it doesn't matter. They don't care. And then I got these lawyers. So you had these Brooklyn attorneys. Remember in 2020 when the Democrat Party was all behind the left-wing racial panic riots of 2020 all over the country? George Floyd, and there were people marching with murals of George Floyd, and then they were, burning down neighborhoods. And there was even in Brooklyn the firebombing of a police car with Molotov cocktails. And it was two lawyers who went to, at least one went to a fancy Ivy League law school. I think the other one might have as well. Collinford Mattis and Aruj Rahman, both minorities. And they threw, and of course leftists, Molotov cocktails into a police car. They took a plea deal. They pleaded guilty. They committed the crime. There's no doubt. They're on video. And not only did they firebomb a Molotov cocktail, they passed out Molotov cocktails to other people. So they were distributing explosive and or incendiary devices, which carries up to a 10-year federal criminal penalty. So they pleaded guilty. You know what ended up happening? Because they're leftists, and this was the George Floyd riots, and this was the panic of the Democrat Party, the racial panic, used to mobilize for riot purposes in an election year to defeat Donald Trump. We all know what happened in 2020. It was heinous what was done. But because they were a part of that movement, they were able to withdraw their plea deal and plead to a much lesser charge. They were able to sign to enter a new plea with significantly reduced prison time of 18 to 24 months instead of the maximum of, what was it? I think it was 10 years or 5 years. So 18 months, yeah, a little over a year. It's good to be a lib because the libs in the justice system will always bail you out, will always show favoritism, while people on the right say, hey, what about a neutral space? What about fair play? While they crush us under the boot heels of their power play. I hope everyone's waking up to what happens in this country. That's it for today, team. Talk to you tomorrow. Shields high.
Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's t2t.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
From original art and diplomas to ticket stubs and the keys to your first home, we all have mementos we'd love to put on display. Framebridge is the easy and affordable way to custom frame just about anything, with fair upfront pricing based on the size of your item and fast, free shipping. Plus, your happiness is guaranteed. See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or a local FrameBridge store to get started. That's FrameBridge.com.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.